Season 5, episode 31, your midweek bonus episode. Hang on, I'm just trying to turn around, so I'm in the front of a mirror. I'm just trying to examine my butt. I don't think I have the perfect butt. I'm not sure if it's a 0.68 or a 0.55 or, well, look, I'm trying to do my own research, right? Okay. Maybe you can do the same thing. I just need more mirrors. Yeah. But you're going to find out what the perfect butt looks like in this midweek bonus edition. Very hardcore science. I mean, really science. I mean, it's published in like a journal. So it's really important. So maybe I should get a tape measure. Maybe I should get my wife to help me. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Well, anyway, you'll find out whether your butt's perfect or not. And you'll find a lot of folks who are just butts because they did something stupid. That's why they're in this podcast. All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid. Because it's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of crazy as it turns around. Great big stupid, great big stupid world. I'm Insane Eric Lane, and welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Of course, the holidays is always a good time for stupidity, because it seems to be that the stupidity seems to increase, you know, around this time of the year. So if you really want to do something stupid, well, you can find creative or, well, I'll say stupid ways to prepare a meal. I don't know about you, but I really do like shrimp. I'm a big fan of shrimp. I'll take it, you know, grilled. I'll take it deep fried. However, I'll even do the shrimp cocktail. And what if somebody was to prepare for you a delicious garlic shrimp dish? Okay. Would it taste any different if it was prepared in the bathroom of an airplane? I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe having it on a plane after it was made in the plane's bathroom. I don't know. There's a guy on TikTok who makes videos where he cooks these elaborate things, you know, in hotel bathrooms. I've seen some of this guy's videos. Well, now he's just had a terrible idea. He's posted a video where he's making garlic shrimp inside the lavatory on a commercial airline. He said he was lucky to get past security because, well, the components to build the heating element might look like a bomb. See, he used some 6-volt batteries, wired them together to an immersion beverage heater, got it hot enough that the raw shrimp only needed a few minutes. Yeah. Okay. Then he adds instant mash to the shrimp water in the sink of that bathroom, airline bathroom, to give it a little extra flavor. I'm sure that it had some flavor he hadn't planned on. Then he topped it off with a little garlic butter. Got everything done. Everything was made. Then he tosses it into one of those complimentary barf bags, how appropriate, and walks back to his seat and enjoys his meal. Of course, I've got to wonder, what was the person next to him thinking? Okay? And then, what about the person that went into the bathroom after him? You got to wonder. Well, at any rate, at least he ate it. I'm not sure if anybody else would. I'm surprised that the people on the plane didn't stop him. But anyway, obviously, there is video. And you know that that's going to be posted on the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World Telegram channel. So, you know, if you have got the Telegram app and you join the channel, you'll get to see it. Maybe, if you've got the stomach for it. Yeah, well, anyway, everybody is in the holiday spirit, right? Even the thieves Yeah, even the thieves are getting the Christmas spirit. Not everybody that wishes you happy holiday really means it sometimes, though, right? Well, here's the case in point of a 32-year-old Heather Wright, who walks into a jewelry store in Alabama and announces to everybody, "Happy holidays," then begins pepper spraying them. Well, technically, it wasn't pepper spray. It actually was bear spray, which is even stronger than pepper spray. Happened at a place called Jeff Dennis Jewelers near Birmingham, Alabama. Well, she was there to not wish everybody happy holidays, but to rob them. And as you might expect, did not quite work out the way she had planned. See, she walks in to the Jeff Dennis Jewelers wearing a hoodie and a mask, and then announces to everybody, "Happy holidays! I don't want to hurt y'all, but I am." Then she starts bear spraying the employees. Well, thankfully, they're okay. But Heather's not. The owner was there, see? And he pulls a gun, shot her in the shoulder. Heather says then, "I don't want to die," and drops her purse and runs off. Well, here's the owner, Jeff Dennis, talking about what went down.
"One individual made a very stupid decision that put me in a position to defend my store. First thing she did is bent down and blocked the door open so it couldn't be locked on her. She said, happy holidays, I'm sorry, I don't want to hurt y'all, but I am. I knew my life was at risk and my employees' lives were at risk. So I took matters into my own hands. There were multiple shots fired. A violent approach results in a bad consequence for her."
Well, cops was able to track her down at her home a few hours later and took her to the hospital. Apparently, she won't be having a happy holiday herself. Now, she'll be in jail. And for those of you not familiar with how brutal bear spray can be, just imagine chopping up a couple of hot peppers, then masturbating before washing your hands. Whew. It's surprising the local folks were bothered by the spray at all. I mean, this was Alabama. And usually the only thing that aggravates people there is when somebody shows them the actual law that makes marrying your sister illegal. So, and well, anyway, there was a Florida middle school that went into lockdown and swarmed by hundreds of armored officers because of an active shooter threat called in by an 11-year-old. And he did that because he just wanted the day off. Little Taron Lewis Jean, allegedly called 911 after the school day started at the Horizon Academy in Marion Oaks. It's about 70 miles northwest of Orlando, Florida. He says, "Help, there's a school shooter walking through the hallway." Well, Lewis Jean can be heard not so convincingly telling the 911 dispatcher in this released call. When they pressed him for details, including what school he was claiming to be trapped in, Lewis Jean stutters and hesitates without giving up his location. "He's coming! He's coming!" the boy says before he hangs up. Well, dispatchers, as you might expect, rushed every available deputy to the middle school, which went under an immediate lockdown despite no indication a gunman was actually stalking through the building. SWAT teams and aviation teams and several nearby state and federal law enforcement agencies all arrived at the scene in anticipation of yet another tragic mass shooting at an educational institution. Law enforcement cleared the scene some 2 hours later and found no assailants, no weapons, but rattled students and faculty whose fear levels were visible. Investigators were able to trace the 911 call to a student's cell phone. It wasn't even Lewis Jean's phone. Lewis Jean allegedly snatched the phone to make the call. Lewis Jean told his friends he wanted to go home early, and when some friends left their cell phone unattended, whenever they went to the clinic, Lewis Jean used that phone to call 911 to report an active shooter, according to the statement from the Marion County Sheriff's Office. All this was a prank. The 11-year-old was then arrested, charged then with making a false report of a mass shooting, utilizing a two-way communication device to facilitate a felony, disrupting a school function, and misuse of a 911 emergency system. Now, the punishment was not too harsh for the young child, according to the Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, especially considering the overwhelming response of the hoax to the hoax call. He said the law requires that any person who makes these kinds of false reports to pay restitution for the cost of the law enforcement response, which in this case will equal hundreds upon hundreds of man hours. And this young man is, let's just say, going to need to mow a lot of lawns to pay that bill, what Sheriff Woods said in a statement. So apparently, I guess his summer is pretty much already planned out for him. Happy holidays to him. Yeah, well, here's something, though. You've heard people talk about all the time about all these EV vehicles, you know, and you're always looking for where you can charge your vehicle. Well, one of the president's big goals in his climate agenda is to have half of all these vehicles that are sold in this country to be electric by the end of this decade. A more comprehensive nationwide network of electric vehicle chargers, you see, is needed, though, to make this a reality. However, so far, the $7.5 billion that was allotted by Congress back in 2021 for this very effort has so far resulted in a grand total of zero chargers built. That's according to Politico. The outlet reports that $2 billion has already been okayed by federal officials to be sent to states, but not even half of them have even started to take bids from contractors to build the chargers, let alone begin construction. And compare this to the numbers of auto dealers that have got electric vehicles sitting on their lot, and they're asking the president to please back off because they can't sell them, kind of gives you an idea where this is going. But nevertheless, we still have $7.5 billion of your money that has resulted in nothing. Well, that's about as stupid as you get. I mean, if you want to have stupidity, you can look to the federal government almost every time. Well, there's a judge that's ordered a 61-year-old Florida man to have no contact with his wife after his arrest for allegedly striking her face with a thrown sausage. It was during a verbal altercation that happened. Ray Allen allegedly threw the sausage at his spouse. The affidavit doesn't say what kind of sausage the wife was pelted with. The said sausage struck the 64-year-old victim on the right side of the face, according to the arrest affidavit. Now, EMS workers responded to the couple's home in St. Petersburg, Florida, and washed the victim's eye out with a saline solution so that the uncooked meat would not cause an infection. Then Mr. Allen was arrested for domestic battery with a sausage and booked into the county jail. He was released from custody on his own recognizance, and he pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charge while a circuit court judge issued an order barring him from contacting the victim, his wife. A cop indicated that alcohol may have been a factor in that confrontation. The sausage linked to the battery was not seized, according to the officer Vincent Calvino. Waste of good sausage, you know? Come on. You know, that could have gone into a good bowl of spaghetti. Well, there's a Utah man that got himself gored by a bison. He said he was a bit naive to try to reach out and touch one and regrets doing so, according to the local news report. Local CBS affiliate KUTV reported that Halen Carbajal encountered the bison during a Thanksgiving celebration with his girlfriend at a family cabin in Provo, Utah, about 45 miles south of Salt Lake City. Now, Carbajal says he crossed a fence to his neighbor's yard where he spotted the bison attracting the animal's attention. So the bison starts following him. The bison ended up goring him in the stomach, causing him to be hospitalized for a liver laceration, broken rib, and a bruised lung. Carbajal told KUTV, "He'd followed me all the way over, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I kind of did want to pet him, so I was just being naive about the whole thing. So I did that, and yeah, he rocked me pretty good." Yeah. Famous last words. "Ooh, how cool. I want to pet the bison." A GoFundMe started to cover the medical expenses on Carbajal's behalf, said that he was hospitalized for 7 days before he got released and went home. Halen is in good spirits despite his situation, and we're all hoping for a smooth recovery, according to the GoFundMe. Anything to help with emergency medical bills would be appreciated. Although, I don't know if you want to give any extra money just to cover his stupidity. Carbajal said he was definitely an idiot in the scenario and that he should have thought twice before squeezing through the opening of the fence. Stupid is or stupid does. He says it was for sure a reality check or recognizing my naivety and thinking that it would be fine to try and touch one and just realizing that you have got a lot more reverence for big crazy beasts like that. So it took him getting gored in the belly by a bison to figure that out? Well, a spokesman with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources echoed Carbajal's realization. Faith Heaton Jolly tells KUTV, "There's just this common misconception that because they kind of look like cows, people think that they're domestic or friendly. They are wild animals. They do unpredictably sometimes, they act unpredictably sometimes, and they can act aggressively if you get too close to them." Duh. They're bison, for crying out loud. Okay. Well, in Akron, Ohio, police there say that detectives have arrested a 42-year-old man who is accused of shooting a victim in the face over a dispute about potato chips. According to police, the department identified Melvin Wright as a suspect in the shooting that took place around 9 p.m. outside of Lusty's Adventures in the 40 block of Stanton Avenue. Here's actually part of that arrest of Wright and him claiming he's innocent while in the back of the police cruiser.
Well, we already got a shot. How many people are supposed to be on there? Did we get him?
Yeah. You got a weapon on you, bro? Where's it at? In your backpack?
That's all I've been doing is just trying to get my life together with God. Definitely wasn't me.
Now, Metro Akron RTA police arrested Wright on charges of felonious assault and weapons under disability. Akron police said that the victim took himself to the Summa Health Akron City Hospital after being shot in the face. He told police that a man he didn't know confronted him. Then police said the victim reported the man shot him in the face after he refused to share his potato chips with the man. According to police, officers found the handgun on Wright during the arrest that may have been used during the assault. Wright is now behind bars in the Summit County Jail, where I'm sure he will not be getting potato chips for his prison dinner. And if you thought it was brazen to steal the catalytic converter off of somebody's car, let's just hope this doesn't become a trend. A couple in the San Francisco area picked up a Christmas tree, strapped it to the roof of their SUV. Then they had to run an errand on the way home. So while they were parked in one lot, someone stole the Christmas tree right off of their roof of the car. There is even security footage showing another SUV that pulled up next to theirs. Somebody gets out, cuts the ropes that were holding the tree on the car, takes the tree down, and then loads it into their own trunk and drives off. Now, at one point of the clip, you can even see another vehicle parking in the foreground. Oh, by the way, the victim, his name was Jesus. Well, probably pronounced Jesus, but police have not caught the thief, but the Christmas tree lot provided Jesus or Jesus with a replacement. Of course, I'm kind of surprised they stole the Christmas tree. Yeah, I mean, in California, you know, I figure they just would steal the whole car. I wish we could see the presents under this tree, mainly because they'll probably be really nice stolen goods as well, you know? Wow. It's getting pretty desperate when you're stealing another person's Christmas tree off the top of their car while it's parked outside, you know? Well, there's a 46-year-old Clearwater man who's back behind bars after he was accused of obstructing a burglary investigation in Paso Grande, Florida. According to the arrest warrant from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, several witnesses reported seeing someone enter an unlocked car that was parked outside of an apartment building. The suspect was described as a white man wearing tan shorts and a black T-shirt that said, quote, "I just got out of prison," according to the PCSO. Deputies tracked the suspect down about two blocks away and questioned him about the alleged burglary. According to the arrest report, he refused to identify himself and cooperate with the investigation. He was told he would be charged with obstruction, and he continued to refuse, saying, "Call my lawyer," according to the arrest report. Well, Michael Gordon was the man identified, thanks to his fingerprints, and he was charged with obstruction by a disguised person. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail, and the jail records indicate he was also previously released earlier in the year. So, yeah, he just got out of prison, And apparently he gets to go back. Well, we've got one of life's mysteries solved. And this is, I will warn you right now, a quite lengthy report. What is it about? Well, about plastic surgeons who have revealed the type of rear end Americans find most attractive. That's right. So if you've ever wondered, is my butt attractive? Well, now we know. The findings from two studies, not one, but two, that were published in an academic journal show the size of your butt is not the most important factor when it comes to aesthetically pleasing derrieres on women, despite the Kardashian effect on beauty standards. Now, in one of those two studies, by the surgeons at the Loma Linda University in, of where else, California, the experts recruited 1,100 butts. And women were asked to look at pictures of eight different sets of female buttocks the doctors digitally generated. Thankfully, they were digitally generated and they didn't ask people to pose. Well, these women were then asked to indicate to researchers which one of the butts they found most attractive. Now, the results showed that people found waist-to-hip ratio of 0.65 the most attractive. Bet you never figured that one out. Well, this number resulted in a more narrow waist that flared slightly into the hips. But the ideal buttocks is far from the extreme proportion seen on many A-list celebrity women famous for their hourglass figures. Now, in a separate study involving 2,000 men and women, participants were shown five images of male buttocks and asked to rate them from a 1 to 5, five, of course, being the most attractive. Apparently, there's been a lot of people with a lot of spare time on their hands. The male buttocks, ranked number one, was also moderately sized, but the outlines of the muscle were more defined. Commenting on the female results, Dr. Mark Everett, a plastic surgeon in New York City, told DailyMail.com, quote, "The mid-2010s brought an explosion of popularity of Brazilian butt lift, or BBL. That's a procedure where the doctor transfers fat from the belly, hips, or thighs to the buttocks. But these days, we're seeing fewer patients requesting extreme results. Instead, they're going for more modest-sized fat transfers, which put them into the unsuspecting or it could still be natural category." Dr. Everett adds he's seen a recent increase in patients who want to reverse their rear-enhancing procedure. He says, "I'm seeing patients with some remorse about their exaggerated results. They're seeking remedies for oversized butts that are less fashionable this decade, or for butts starting to sag due to aging." And trust me, you really don't want to see a sagging butt on the beach. The interest in BBLs was driven by large-reared celebrities like Khloe Kardashian, Cardi B, and K. Michelle. But with a shift in fashion, many seem to have had the surgery reversed, with Khloe Kardashian appearing in 2022 with a slimmed-down figure. The procedures have surged in popularity, with the number of BBLs rising from near 4,000 in 2011 to only 61,000 in 2021. Now, in the first study, scientists began digitally altering a stock image of a pair of female butts to create eight images with varying waist-to-hip ratios. This is the main deterrent or determinant of butt size, in case you're interested, along with the amount of body fat inside the buttocks, and made the computer-generated images appear to have varying volume in buttock tissue. The larger a person's waist-to-hip ratio, the more fat they had around their waist, making their behind appear less curvy, according to scientists. And the smaller the waist-to-hip ratio, the less fat they had around the waist, making their buttocks appear curvier. Now, the images were then shown to about 1,000 study participants recruited on social media, which, of course, is the best place to find people like that. Almost all the participants were from the U.S., of course, half male, half female. The majority were aged 25 to 34 years old. Now, researchers found that buttocks with a waist-to-hip ratio of 0.65 was most popular, with 44% of the respondents saying that this was their preferred option. Let me get a tape measure out to make sure we're getting the right ratio, okay? Well, the ratio of 0.65 actually means that the buttocks are about 35% larger than the waist. Now, it was measured by wrapping that tape measure around the waist at its smallest point and the hips at their largest point. In the second place was the slightly smaller ratio of 0.60. A quarter of the sample favored that size. 1 in 10 participants liked the second largest butt the best. That's 0.675. You following me on this? And the butt considered least attractive had the lowest waist-to-hip ratio of 0.55. Now, there is variation in waist-to-hip ratios across the population, according to the doctors, but anything at 0.6 or below would be hard to play off as natural. Now, every image that was shown got a vote from at least one of the 1,000 participants who said that was their preferred waist-to-hip ratio. A preference in the other regions of the world might differ. Researchers did find that there was no significant differences between age groups, genders, and ethnic groups in terms of which butts they preferred. Writing in the study published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, they said, quote, "Our study found that a lower waist-to-hip ratio was preferred in comparison to the often cited 0.7. Only 5.7% of respondents thought the 0.7 was the most attractive waist-to-hip ratio." Now, this might be a consequence of prominent exposure and desensitization of the general population to reality stars and celebrities with curvier figures, according to Dr. Everett. In this waist-to-hip ratio from 0.6 and below, that was considered pretty exaggerated and hard to play off as natural. Now, in the study on male butts, on the other hand, researchers asked 2,000 people to rate 5 digital images of male butts from 3 different angles. Apparently, that's really important. Behind, at a curve, and side on. So you're looking straight behind, looking at a curve, and then looking at the side view, I guess. I don't know. Participants ranked the images from 1 to 5, with 5 being the most attractive, and their scores were then combined to get an overall figure. Participants were recruited online. 61% were male, aged between 25 and 34 years old. They were all in the U.S., and half the participants were from a white background. 75% were heterosexual. Results showed that, overall, participants preferred a butt that was moderately enhanced and well-proportioned in appearance. Now, Dr. Ashit Patel, a plastic surgeon in North Carolina, led the study. He said, "In our survey, raters thought the ideal male butt should not be too wide and should retain the characteristic dimple on the sides." Ooh. Results showed that from behind, a gluteal trochanteric index of 0.66 was most popular, with the average score of 3.1. The GTI was measured by dividing the distance from the thinnest point of the waist to the bottom of the butt by the widest point of the buttocks. Researchers said they used this on men instead of the waist-to-hip ratio because of differences in fat distribution between the two genders. A ratio of 0.66 means the buttocks are about 34% larger than the distance from the waist to the bottom of the butt. It was followed by a ratio of 0.64 with an average score of 3 and 0.68 with an average score of 2.9. At the other end of the scale, participants were least likely to rate 0.58 as their favorite butt. For the other views, however, participants ranked the butts with a GTI of 0.64 as the most appealing. Among gay participants, results showed participants were most likely to rank the ratio of 0.62 as the most appealing. You still following me on this? Okay. Researchers said there was a significant difference in responses by region, with those who lived in the southern part of the U.S. most likely to say they preferred a more voluptuous butt on men. Now, Dr. Patel says our study is one of the first to really focus on what makes the male butt most attractive. We believe the findings will be helpful in discussions with patients considering gluteal enhancement and provide guidance in achieving optimal results and patient satisfaction. Interest in male butts enhancements has been rising in recent years, with the number coming forward rising with the proportion of all butt alteration surgeries done on men rising from 2.2% in 1997 compared to 6.2% in 2012.
And that study, also that was published in the Journal of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery this year, aims to give people a baseline on which butts are most appealing. Well, there you have it, folks. We have the most exhaustive research you can think of on your butt. So, please, pick the right butt and don't be a butthead. I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Verbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
President Biden stunned listeners by bragging about his ability to launch nuclear weapons before calling Donald Trump a congressman and seeming to forget the names of the current Chinese and South Korean leaders. This guy makes an unfathomable amount of mistakes, which people are now referring to as hunters. I mean, at one point of the speech, the president claimed to have cut the federal deficit by over $7 billion, likely a slipped-up telling of his more frequent claim to have cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. At this point, his speeches remind everybody of the TV show called American Horror Story. Dr. Anthony Fauci had agreed to testify in front of the Republican-led House over the response to COVID-19. Whatever they do, they better not let his hand touch a Bible because it'll probably burst into flames. Scientists have unearthed evidence that challenges our understanding of ancient human diets. As it turns out, early humans hunted and consumed beavers as part of their regular meals. And if certain videos on certain websites are any indication, humans still enjoy chowing down on beaver. Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman thinks President Biden should call it quits after one term, saying that the 80-year-old is, quote, past his peak. Joe promises he won't back down, but can't promise that he won't fall down. Of course, it's no surprise that a billionaire wants Biden gone. I mean, after all, Joe wants to take even more money from them than he took from foreign companies during his time as VP. Canada's economy shrank in the 3 months up to September as household spending was flat and exports declined. But look, nothing shrinks in Canada this time of the year quite like, well, you know. The Canadian economy is struggling so much that they're going to start calling their Prime Minister Joe Trudeau. John Woo's new action movie, Silent Night, is in theaters. The movie has virtually no dialogue, which is really perfect after having to listen to your in-laws bicker about Christmas plans. The synopsis reads, quote, a grieving father enacts his long-awaiting revenge against a ruthless gang on Christmas Eve. But this is nothing compared to fathers who want to enact revenge against their family after receiving yet another necktie on Christmas Day, or even underwear, or socks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that California Governor Gavin Newsom is obviously preparing to run for president. But based on the way he's handled California, some say Newsom should be obviously preparing for a job at McDonald's. Newsom certainly appears to be the apple of the Democrats' eye. But others argue that the Dems are still more interested in running the vegetable.
According to the American Psychiatric Association, roughly one-third of Americans anticipate being more stressed out this holiday season than last year. And that's mainly because of the price of cookies and milk for Santa are going through the roof that he lands on. But what many people stress over the most, though, is dealing with the Grinch. Or, as most of you call her, the mother-in-law. A new survey finds that 55% of Americans believe it's time to ditch the tradition of making New Year's resolutions, which is really another way of saying not only will I never set foot in a gym, but now I'm not even going to sign up for one. The other 45% still plan on making New Year's resolutions, but after all, I mean, they need something to do for the first, 2 weeks of January? A stretch of highway in Ohio was closed when a crash involving two semi-trucks covered the roadway in boxes of chocolate and caramel. Kind of a crazy story, but it still sounds way better than the plot of the new Wonka movie. Of course, they had to close the highway. After all, everyone with a BMI over 30 was all over the road grabbing candy. And a new sea spider species with 1.2-inch legs has been discovered in Antarctica, which is a story worthy of being in the newspaper this spider was hopefully crushed with. Another creepy crawly bug, or as the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations calls it, a new dinner option. Fans of DC and the DC Extended Universe can now watch 12 films in a new licensing move by Netflix. But everyone who's watched DC movies promises that there's far more humane ways to torture people. In a recent interview, Will Smith reflected on the mistakes he's made in his life, which is an incredibly harsh way to refer to his marriage to Jada Pinkett Smith. While addressing some of the adversities in his life, Will Smith said that he is deeply human. And when Chris Rock heard this comment, he called it a real slap in the face. Cowboys legend Jason Witten led a Texas high school team to the Division II state title. Kind of confusing story, though, for Cowboys fans because they're not used to hearing about their players winning a championship. Witten is clearly a great, very good at coaching high school players, which means he absolutely has a future as head coach of the New York Jets. The IRS penalty for tax underpayments has nearly tripled since 2021. But look, nothing has skyrocketed more than Americans' hatred of the IRS. And as of October 1st, the IRS now charges 8% interest on estimated tax underpayments, which is up from 3% 2 years ago, which is a fair warning to rich people to be extra careful when cheating on your tax forms next year. And according to a new study, seeing a coworker sniffle triggers your body to prepare for illness immediately, which leads to having to do the worst thing on this planet, using a sick day when you're actually sick. Arizona's first 18-hole night golf course reportedly sold out for its first weekend. Kind of makes sense because when the sun goes down, everybody loves playing with their balls. King Charles recently told world leaders that the warning signs of the climate crisis are being ignored and that the world is headed for dangerous, uncharted territory. Everyone agreed and then boarded their private jets to fly home. The king called for a series of measures, including a ramp-up of public and private finance to tackle the climate crisis and rapidly increase renewable energy. And let's just hope that this happens because politicians around the world need that money to build eco-friendly vacation homes. Bruce Campbell recently confirmed Sam Raimi's plans to release new Evil Dead movies more regularly. And it's great news if you enjoy movies that make you poop your pants more than the president. I mean, these movies feature flesh-possessing demons wreaking havoc on regular people, so if you've never seen these characters on screen, you'd think you were talking about members of Congress. Taylor Swift made her return to the stands to root for Travis Kelce when the Kansas City Chiefs played the Green Bay Packers, which is real true love, because right now the weather in Wisconsin is like, the Chiefs wide receivers? Ice cold? Yeah, Travis was definitely dealing with cold balls. And we're not necessarily referring to the footballs he was catching. A new report says that the Pop-Tarts Bowl between North Carolina State Wolfpack and Kansas State Wildcats will feature the first ever edible mascot. And whoever thought this was a good idea had to be on edible marijuana. The winner of the matchup will revel in celebration by eating a very large toaster treat. But having to eat the giant Pop-Tart sounds more like cruel and unusual punishment. John Kerry has been accused of farting during a recent speech he gave at the COP28 climate conference. Jeez. These are even worse emissions than the ones that come from his private jet. A video seems to show the climate envoy to the Biden administration releasing a fart-like sound that was picked up by the microphone. But this was all part of his announcement as he's promoting breaking wind energy. George Santos, fresh off of his historic expulsion from Congress, is now a Cameo account holder. You know, that's where the public can actually pay for a personalized video message. But look, hiring Santos to deliver a message might not be the best move if you want the recipient to actually believe you. I mean, hey, it could be worse, though. I mean, let's just thank the good Lord he hasn't yet created an OnlyFans page. And according to new Bankrate.com surveys, more Americans are expected to tip workers such as housekeepers this holiday season, which is incredibly kind because, you know, with soaring prices everywhere, Americans feel like they're getting just the tip. A new report finds that some millennial parents say they feel abandoned by their baby boomer parents who've chosen to travel in their retirement rather than stay home and help raise their grandchildren. But look, you can't blame boomers because they're tired after raising a generation of big babies. Millennials are beyond fed up with boomers. First, boomers kick them out of their basements at 30 years old, and now this? Deputies responded to a Florida country club to help eject an unusual trespasser, a panther, taking a nap near a stairwell. Now, that was highly unusual because normally, the only time you see a Florida panther passed out in public is when one of the hockey players is at a Miami nightclub. And a Brazilian woman celebrating her 115th birthday has claimed that the secret to living a long life is to eat plenty of beans. That's right. If you eat tons of beans, you'll avoid catching any sicknesses, mainly because other people will stay very far away from you. I mean, you'd think eating too many beans would lead to a shorter life. I mean, after all, you're constantly surrounded by noxious fumes. Former Chargers star Sean Merriman believes the 2023 season will be Bill Belichick's last with the New England Patriots. That wouldn't be too surprising, you know, because the Pats have been so bad, they're now being called the New England Jets. The Patriots have been a total train wreck ever since Tom Brady left. The whole franchise has somehow felt more deflated than Brady's footballs. And the niece of Chris Christie was handed down new charges after a year after she was kicked off of a New Orleans flight during a drunken, drug-induced Thanksgiving Day meltdown. It's kind of a good reminder to keep all Thanksgiving Day meltdowns at the dinner table where they belong. The charges against Shannon Epstein related to her being kicked off of an early morning Spirit Airlines flight from New Orleans to New Jersey. But the charges are kind of confusing, you know, because odds are she was probably the most well-behaved person on Spirit. And according to a recent survey, President Biden's approval rating has been stuck near record lows, lingering around 40%. This guy's so unpopular that his new Secret Service code name is Kamala. I mean, Joe's approval rating is just continues to plummet. I mean, I haven't seen a rapid decline like this since his cognitive state. The Cleveland Guardians won the 2024 MLB draft lottery despite only having a 2% chance at snagging the first pick. They beat the odds, which was fun for fans because they don't get to see the team beat anything else. And Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley got into a rather heated argument during the Republican presidential debate. And at this point, Nikki must feel like she's on the phone with tech support because she spends a ton of that time arguing with an Indian guy. Look, Vivek is a married man, which makes this even crazier. I mean, after all, he should know you can never win an argument. And according to a new survey, Christmas bonuses could be on the chopping block at small businesses around the U.S. this holiday season as persistent inflation may play the role of the Grinch. So now we'll all be like Clark Griswold receiving a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. We're all getting screwed this year, you know. The 2023 economy is really putting the bone in the Christmas bonuses. And a wild turkey is taken to chasing cars and blocking traffic in a Michigan neighborhood. Some locals love him for it. Yeah, if your drunk uncle during the holidays is any indication, it's no surprise that people are all about wild turkey. Normally, blocking traffic is super annoying, but usually it's just because it's those large, loose, spandex-wearing bikers are doing it. And a rare blonde raccoon was spotted in Iowa. It's been a frequent visitor for one homeowner. I mean, I guess it's just like a regular coon, only way dumber. And finally, Joy Behar tried to shut down comedian Matt Rogers for exposing her questionable airline behavior live on The View. He said she was barefoot on the plane, which probably explains why the cabin smelled like French cheese. I mean, look, we all love reindeer this time of year, but nobody wants to see Joy's hooves.
Hey!
Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or
something. And now this week's Genius Award.
And this week's Genius Awards goes to the tipster who recognized a suspect's distinctive underwear. That has helped New York City investigators nab one of the three suspects behind the armed robbery of a smoke shop more than a year prior. Surveillance video from the incident shows these three men exiting a Mazda 3 and entering the Queens, New York store with Halloween masks, two of them brandishing guns. The three emptied the registers of $3,000 in cash, grabbed up to $1,000 of the store's CBD and marijuana products, and then ran for the idling Mazda before fleeing the area. The three also stole the phones of the four people inside the shop at the time of the robbery. Now, according to the NYPD, one of the suspects, a 30-year-old guy by the name of Fathi Hussein, was caught with his pants down by security cameras. The video footage clearly shows the man's unique multicolored unmentionables, which also features the letter R and 1990 in yellow. Cameras caught the revealing identifier while the suspect was in the store and as he was leaving. The anonymous tipster apparently led police to Hussein's social media accounts, and he was arrested for robbery. Sources confirm Hussein was on probation at the time of the armed robbery. The other two suspects remain at large. Now, this guy clearly needed the cash, mainly because he desperately needed to buy pants that actually fit. I mean, he deserved this, too. I mean, not for stealing, but for being a grown man wearing colorful underwear. And then there's this. A 31-year-old Virginia woman, considered one of the state's most arrested women, is back behind bars facing nearly two dozen new charges. She's Chelsea Steiniger. She's facing a total of 21 charges in Buckingham County Circuit Court, ranging from identity theft to drug possession. Now, she was just in the Albemarle County General District Court on a different set of charges. Now, the Daily Progress described her as being jovial, even while standing in the court shackled by handcuffs and leg irons, as the judge suspended several sentences but imposed a 30-day sentence on a charge of driving under the influence. Now, the paper said in a state database shows Steiniger had 63 arrests. Her number of arrests exceed those of anyone else that I have ever heard of, says one local lawyer, Scott Goodman, as he was talking to the Daily Progress. One of her more notable recent convictions involved stealing a scooter belonging to a nurse who was working at the University of Virginia Medical Center. She received a suspended sentence in that case, but was ordered to pay restitution to the nurse within a year. This Virginian is only, 31 years old? And she's already been arrested 63 times? Look, if she was any more of a criminal, she'd be in Washington, D.C. instead. I mean, the woman might just want to give up her life of crime because, based on her arrest record, she's worse at her job than the president. How about this? A 59-year-old commercial bus driver
who pulled over on a Connecticut highway and passed out with 38 passengers aboard after eating THC-infused gummies, has been granted a probation program that could result in criminal charges being dismissed. A state judge in Bridgeport, Connecticut, approved accelerated rehabilitation for Jinhuan Chen. He said he didn't know the gummies had an active ingredient in marijuana, according to Hearst CT Media. If he successfully completes the 2-year probation period, 38 counts of reckless endangerment will be erased from his record. Chen, through a Mandarin interpreter, tells Judge Elizabeth Reed that he didn't know the gummies contained THC because he doesn't speak or read English. You see, Chen was driving a Go-Go Sun tour bus when it started swerving on I-95 in Stratford and terrified the Mohegan Sun Casino patrons aboard, according to police. Chen was able to pull the bus over and call 911 before he passed out, according to authorities. State police said the troopers found Chen unconscious and slumped over in the driver's seat with an open bag of Smokies edible cannabis-infused fruit chews next to him. Chen was brought to a hospital where testing showed a high level of THC, according to cops. The manager of the Boston-based Go-Go Sun Tour, Victor Chen, says that Jinhuan Chen had an exemplary 10-year driving record and didn't drink alcohol or smoke, but did have a sweet tooth. Prosecutors said there was no evidence that Jinhuan Chen knowingly ingested THC. I can only imagine that when this bus driver started being able to smell the color blue and taste his own emotions, it was time for a power nap. I mean, whichever passengers thought it was a swell idea to give their bus driver a high horsepower gummy to quell the driver's sweet tooth needs their head examined. And what about this? Meet 33-year-old Max Alexander Krajakant. The Florida man was arrested after he allegedly refused to pay for a $250 tattoo that he received from the Ink Gods shop in St. Petersburg. Now, Krajakant was reportedly under the influence when he got the Waffle House logo tattooed on his right calf. While the restaurant chain's emblem is yellow and black, Krajakant's tattoo, which is about 5 inches wide, was gray and black because he didn't want to pay the additional $100 for yellow ink, says Ink Gods owner Neil Marcus. So when it came time to pay for the tattoo, Krajakant refused all options to satisfy his debts, according to the police. Police frisk of Krajakant turned up only $6 and a driver's license in his bag and nothing on his person. Charged with theft, Krajakant, who lives in nearby Clearwater, Florida, bonded out of jail after posting $150. He's pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count. In addition to his fresh Waffle House art piece of evidence, Krajakant has several other tattoos, including a black and white tribute to Insane Clown Posse on his forearm. Marcus said customers occasionally try to walk out without paying for tattoos, but that usually happens during spring break, not the holiday season. So this guy gets a Waffle House tattoo. Kind of means that we now have an official new poster boy for the state of Florida. Definitely made a terrible decision by refusing to pay. But look, if you got a Waffle House tattoo, it's clear that he's made many mistakes in his life. And you got to check this one out. Police arrested two people after a flight from Orlando had to be diverted because of an alleged bomb threat that passengers said they overheard being made during an argument between a pair of people. Breeze Airways Flight 717 lifted off from Orlando to make its way to Providence, Rhode Island, when it had to make an emergency stop at the Jacksonville International Airport. Passengers there told News for Jax that a couple got into this big argument right before the flight took off. One passenger said a man told the woman he was arguing with that he wanted to get off the plane. The flight was in the air for like 45 minutes, according to the passengers, when the captain decided to divert the plane to Jacksonville because the word bomb was mentioned during the argument between the two people. The people were talking about or claiming the other person had a bomb during their flight. The people around them heard the word bomb and reported it to the airline. They're obligated to land the plane, says Rachel Corrigan. The FBI responded to the incident to ensure the safety of the crew and the passengers. And video footage shared by a passenger showed a man apologizing to the other passengers as he was being placed in handcuffs. By 8 p.m. that night, the flight was canceled. The passengers were allowed to leave the terminal and said that their flight would not resume until the next afternoon. All the passengers that got off the plane were told that they would be reimbursed if they got a hotel room. And as for the people that were arrested, they're likely facing federal criminal charges and could be banned from flying on Breeze Airwaves. They clearly did not learn the lesson from Ben Stiller's Meet the Parents. You can't say bomb on an airplane. Of course, the real story here, I think, is the airline calling itself Breeze Airways. I think this is way scarier than anyone fighting on the plane. And you'll never believe this. A Florida woman was taken to jail after pointing a gun at another driver following a fight over a parking spot at Walmart, according to sheriff's deputies. Monica Hicks was arrested on the charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after the driver called 911 to report the incident, according to the Flagler Sheriff's Office in a news release. The woman said Hicks was in a car trying to park, but because of traffic in the store's parking lot, both of their vehicles were close to each other. She honked to alert Hicks of her car's close proximity. Hicks then parked her car and pointed a small black gun at the woman from within the vehicle, according to deputies. Hicks then reportedly exited the parking space and left the parking lot. Deputies later found Hicks's vehicle in the parking lot of a nearby restaurant and conducted a traffic stop when the vehicle re-entered the Walmart parking lot. They spoke with Hicks and found a gun inside her purse, and she was taken to the Flagler County Jail and later released after posting a $5,000 bond. Look, Walmart does not condone the use of weapons. They're kindly asking customers to please stick with just punching each other in the face. Now look, she should have just pulled out a gun. She should have pulled out a gun over a parking spot, really. I mean, the next time, maybe she'll do what a normal person does and just simply key the lady's car instead. Okay, one more. A Michigan man and a woman are now facing charges after they got into a physical fight that led to the man shooting himself in the foot, according to police. Around 11:23 in the morning, Battle Creek, Michigan police responded to a home on Magnolia Avenue near Fairview Avenue because people reported hearing gunshots in the area. At the same time, dispatchers learned that a man with a gunshot wound was already headed to the hospital in a personal car. So police spoke to the man and the woman at the hospital, where they determined that he had gotten into an altercation on Magnolia Avenue. The man had a gun in his waistband that came loose during the fight as he tried to secure it again. Then it fired, shooting him in the foot. The couple separated but met up again, and the woman took the man to the hospital. The woman, who was not named, was booked into the Calhoun County Jail and is being charged with domestic assault. Gun registration violation charges are pending against the man, according to the police. Incredibly impressive, I must say. I mean, this guy took the phrase, he really shot himself in the foot, to a whole new level. This idiot is lucky the gun didn't go off while in his waistband. Otherwise, he'd be celebrating Christmas with a couple of roasted chestnuts. Well, help spread the stupidity, will you? Share and subscribe, rate and review the podcast. Give it a 5-star rating. This is all 5-star stupidity. Rating and reviewing also helps the podcast to show up more prominently in searches when people are out there searching for stupidity. And you can eliminate the buffering when you stream the podcast on that poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage just by downloading the episode to your podcast player. Podcast Addict is the app I actually recommend for optimum performance. It's absolutely free, but they also have two types of paid versions too. And in addition to this episode, we've got the weekend episode featuring my insane Florida nephew, Pancho Guerrero, who will also answer your questions with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything. And you can also see how well you do by testing your skill against Pancho's during the weekly Insane Game Show. Now, every week after both episodes are published, I post articles that were actually used on both of those episodes, and you can read all about them in Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World channel using Telegram Messenger. It's a great app. You can download it and get into the channel and read the stories, watch the videos, and see the pictures and comment about them. Share them with your friends. You can even make comments and suggestions about the podcast as well. You can preview the channel and even get a link to download the Telegram Messenger app at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. It's absolutely free, available in desktop or mobile versions, and it's able to be used on Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. Don't forget to follow me also on social media using the handle @insaneericlane on Facebook or X. You can also visit my website, InsaneEricLane.com. Finally, ponder this. It's kind of patronizing that a computer asks you to prove you're not a robot. Kong, ki chong, kong, kong, ki chong, kong, 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 chong, kong. Ah! St. Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from Mr. Laugh's Comedy and Large Media, Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy Network, and EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com. Theme music, It's a Great Big Stupid World, is written and performed by Randy Stonehill. Copyright 1992, Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available wherever you download your music. In St. Eric Lane's Stupid World is distributed by Spotify for Podcasters. Record your podcast as easy as talking on your phone and have it distributed to all major podcast platforms. The editing and music library are all at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.